It is Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So we're playing Christmas music. Actually, honestly, the only part of Christmas that I like is the Christmas music. That's it. Rest of it can all jump in a lake, as far as I'm concerned. Now, we have got Alan K. Patch patiently waiting on the telephone. My apologies to him. We went a little long with Susan Maxwell. Check out akpatchauthor.com. That's akpatchauthor.com. Passage at Delphi and Delphi's Chosen are available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and of course, akpatchauthor.com. And today, the Day of Infamy, 76 years ago today. For a generation of Americans, it was, as then President Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared, a day that will live in infamy. These days, Japan is our staunch ally, but on December 7th, 1941, with one sneak attack, the Japanese destroyed 188 U.S. aircraft. It was an amazing, amazing situation. 2,403 Americans were killed and 1,178 others were wounded as the reluctant United States was thrust into World War II. With us today to discuss why the attack happened and its ramifications is author, historian, and retired Naval Captain Alan K. Patch. What was happening that encouraged and enabled Japan to attack us in 1941, Alan?
Well, first of all, Jiggy, it's great to be back on the big show, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, you know, it'd take us a whole day, maybe 2 days, to talk about all of, the books and the theories that go along with this attack. But, you know, what was happening back in that time in 1941 is, you know, Japan had been exercising its military muscle all over, southeastern Asia, and they needed raw materials for their economy and their war machine. And as early as, you know, in the 1930s, they had attacked China, Manchuria, and all these places in Southeast Asia, and the United States and Great Britain finally imposed embargoes of oil and minerals and other metals against Japan. And so now Japan had to go looking for those supplies because they had to have them. And, Southeast Asia was ripe for the picking. And, they went after some of these weaker countries. You know, the way it happened is, you know, Admiral Yamamoto, who was the admiral for the Japanese Imperial Navy, he came up with this bold plan, which was designed to attack Pearl Harbor and knock our Navy out of the equation so they could go ahead. But, you know, Yamamoto never really wanted to go to war with the United States. He didn't think we could win. But he was overruled, Jiggy, by the Japanese High Command and this new Prime Minister, Tojo, and, of course, the Emperor.
We've got Alan K. Patch joining us today here on Patches of History, here on our big broadcast, and Day of Infamy, 76 years ago today, and discussing this with our good friend Alan K. Patch here on our big broadcast, coast to coast and border to border on iHeartRadio, AMFM247.com, TuneIn, iTunes, and Radio Loyalty. Now, how did they sneak in, my friend?
Well, you know, the communications weren't good in those days. Where's our satellites, right? We could have used them. But, you know, they had radar, and we had some hints that, you know, there was something coming in on the radar screen, but they thought maybe it was a flight of B-17. But, you know, the Pacific is wide. They made it over from Japan by probably having radio silence and, you know, jig-jagging all around to sail away from the normal, paths that the ships would take. So they were able to get in close to us unnoticed. But, you know, there were some signs that this might occur, but they were either ignored or misunderstood, Jiggy. You know, they did get to us with 350 airplanes, 6 carriers, and 2 waves. And they attacked our bases on December 7th without a declaration of war on a Sunday morning. You know, we suffered damage to our ships, including 8 battleships. And 188 aircraft destroyed. You know, and later, Jay, the same time period, the same day, they attacked the Philippines, Guam, Wake Island, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Thailand. So this plan was far-reaching in different areas.
We've got Alan K. Patch with us today. akpatchauthor.com is the official website, akpatchauthor.com. Passage at Delphi and Delphi's Chosen. Dr. Alan K. Patch, retired Navy captain, historian, and author, joins us today talking about Day of Infamy 76 years ago today. Now, how did we recover, Alan?
Well, you know, they had a third wave that they were going to send in of aircraft to bomb and strafe us, but they decided not to do it. And so they never attacked our fuel depots, our submarine bases, our dry docks. And lucky for us, our three aircraft carriers were out of Pearl Harbor on that day. So they didn't get them either. We needed those ships, especially the aircraft carriers, for the battles that we had later, which, you know, the Battle of Midway, which was 6 months later. We needed those carriers. And luckily, we were able to repair six out of the eight battleships because they had not destroyed our dry docks and all the rest. So, you know, it was a devastating attack, but they at least, you know, some of the things that they could have done didn't happen. Of course, you know, we have to realize, too, we declared war on Japan, but we never declared war on Germany. Hitler declared war on us on December 11th. So there we go, Jiggy. It's kind of amazing that he declared war on us, but we didn't on him. And what would have happened had that not happened? So there were many setbacks. Of course, we ended up winning the Battle of Midway. But I want to tell you an interesting story, Jiggy, really quick, about someone who was involved in Pearl Harbor. I mentioned that Prime Minister Tojo for the Japanese. Well, after the war, and we had won, he was up on war crimes, Jiggy. And so when they had him in jail, he had terrible teeth. They decided to take out his teeth, and he needed a denture because he had to go talk at the test for testimonials. Well, they sent him to two Navy dentists who made him a set of dentures, okay? And guess what those dentists did? They etched inside the denture with Morse code, "Remember Pearl Harbor." How do you like that?
That is very interesting. how that goes down.
Dentures. He wore those dentures, and then when the word got out and the cat's out of the bag, they had to scratch it out before they got in trouble. So, unfortunately, he didn't wear the dentures for the whole time, but he did wear it for part of the time.
It is Alan K. Patch. He's with us today here on our big broadcast, Patches of History, and talking today about the Day of Infamy, 76 years ago today. What did we learn, Alan?
Well, one thing, you know, the battleship Arizona, if you ever go there, it's still leaking 9 quarts of oil a day. You know, it's bleeding still, and it reminds us that we have to be vigilant and prepared for these kind of attacks. We can't underestimate our enemies or our adversaries or potential adversaries. That's very important. We have to be prepared for sudden war. I mean, look what happened on 9/11. Same thing. You know, we have these clues sometimes, but it's very hard to connect the dots, Jiggy. And so we need our best and brightest to be ready to look into these matters and try to help us to prevent these kind of attacks.
Alan K. Patch with us today. He joins us live here on our big broadcast. And for more information about Alan K. Patch, the Patches of History stories, and Alan's Apollo series adventure novels, go to akpatchauthor.com. And Alan, have yourself a happy holiday. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right. Great, Jiggy. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it. That is Alan K. Patch with us today. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk to a very interesting guest, Dr. Lynn, still to come. Also, Jay Izzo, the internet doctor. We've got more coming up.